challenges their pass rush present. Because they got, you know, they got guys up front, inside linebacker, outside linebacker, kind of from everywhere.
They got a good, really, really good defense overall. When you go back and you kind of look at some of the things that they put on tape from a just overall standpoint, I believe they're number two in the NFL, but, you know, they do a really nice job against the pass game. You know, they obviously have some guys inside that can stuff the run, and they take the ball away. So we got our work cut out for us. Yes.
It was a preseason game?
Preseason game. It was. Against Miami, if I'm not mistaken.
July 31st.
So unbelievable.
That was a few months before my arrival. Was there ever, when you came back, did you play here the next year? You did.
I did not.
You didn't. You played Chicago. When you came back to Lambeau, first time, did that injury ever enter your mind, this is the field where I hurt it?
No, not really, because once you get back out there, you just playing. The emotion, the adrenaline gets going, you're excited to be back out on the field, so not really at all, you know, just kind of excited for the opportunity to get back out and play, probably more than anything else. And it was a unique situation because I was playing against some of my old teammates, which not only were they my teammates, they were my friends. And so it was just a unique situation to get an opportunity to play against those guys.
Edgar, what do you think of your former teammate, Roy Butler, being a Hall of Fame semifinalist? And what do you think of his chances of someday, you know, maybe getting that honor?
I'm rooting for him because I think it's definitely something that he deserves. When you go back and you look at what he was able to accomplish, some of the accolades, you know, being at one point one of the top, I think during the 75-year anniversary, he was a member of that team, if I'm not mistaken. But just his versatility at the safety position, he could cover. He did an outstanding job blitzing the quarterback, creating sacks. He was well-rounded. Leroy was tough. I mean, he's, you know, one of the all-time best to play that position, without a doubt.
What have you seen from Brett this week in practice? I know Mike kind of talked about the time clock being the thing that you guys really need to get focused on and emphasize. Mm-hmm. What kind of results have you seen?
Just the ability to play faster, being in sync with everything that's going on as far as what we're asking him to do from a scheme standpoint. I think that's probably the most important part of it. But also the unit in itself, getting in a rhythm, being consistent, playing at that, you know, that fast pace, you know, that we're accustomed to playing at. I think all of our guys understand the role that they play in that. And so when we're asking him to play at a faster pace, getting in sync from a footwork standpoint, time clock standpoint, that also applies to the protection unit. It also applies to the receivers as they're route running. When we talk about the release, we talk about the break points, we all have to be in sync.